June 20, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Let's get serious. Opening prayer. Mighty God, were it not for the Holy Spirit and the sacrifice of your Son, I would have no hope of pleasing you. Help me to live in ways that overflow with thanksgiving and praise, in ways that show others who you are. Read Genesis 15. The Lord's Covenant with Abram. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him. This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. He also said to him, I am the Lord, who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? So the Lord said to him, Bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon. Abram brought all these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half. Then birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Then the Lord said to him, Know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and that they will be enslaved and mistreated there. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. You, however, will go to your ancestors in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure. When the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, To your descendants I give this land, from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites. Reflect. As you come before your father today, how does your relationship with him stand? A covenant is a solemn undertaking. Today, covenants are used in marriage, wills, finance, law, and real estate. There are severe consequences when a covenant is broken. The seriousness of God's covenant with Abram is expressed in the strange ritual, where animals and birds are cut in half and the blazing torch, representing God's presence, passes between the pieces. In effect, God is saying, May I be like these animals if I do not keep to this covenant? This is the second covenant mentioned in the Bible. The first, Genesis chapter 9, is with Noah, representing all humanity and every living creature. It is God's commitment to his creation. The covenant with Abram is personal, the cementing of a relationship that has developed since God first called Abram in chapter 12, through which all humanity will be blessed. You may wonder, why does God commit to one man, to one tribe, to one nation? The personal nature of this covenant tells us something important about God. He loves with particularity. If my wife were to ask me, Do you love me? And I were to reply, Of course I love you. I love all women. She may not be very pleased. In the same way, God does not just love everyone. He loves individuals. Apply. Take some time to thank God for his commitment to you in Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Do you want to renew your commitment to him? Closing prayer. Father, thank you for the blessing that is mine as a part of the covenant you made with Abraham so many years ago. Thank you for the love you have for me, from eternity past and forever.